We are on Daf Tesvom and Medalev. We had heard a Baraisa that brought down six Shitas and Tanoim, either according to the Maskonas HaGemore, as we say, Divrei Shchiva, Kechsuvim and Mesurim, or do we say Mitzvah Lakaim Divrei Ames? And then we heard that Rab Shimon, at the end of all the Shitas, we heard the Baraisa says, Omar Rab Shimon Hanosi al Yodi ho Yamaise v'omru yachsru liyer shei Meshalach. So that means Rab Shimon Hanosi is telling us that we do not say Divrei Shchima Kechsuv Mechsurim Domi. We do not say Mitzvah Lakaim Divrei Ames, and therefore it's Yachsru liyer shei Meshalach. So the Gemara says as follows: Iboyelohu. Rab Shimon Hanosi Nosi Hu is Rab Shimon Hanosi Anosi Oy Mishmei De Nosi Koma, or Mishmei De Nosi Koma. That means the lotion of this missing a word Oymer. Omar Rab Shimon Hanosi Oymer Al Yodi Hoyamaise Vomru. That means it's missing in this Baraisa, there's missing a word Oymer, but what's the shail of the Gemara? Why should I say it's missing a word? Because we were never acquainted that Rab Shimon was Hanosi, so it would be preferable to say Amar Rab Shimon Hanosi Yoima. Or maybe not, maybe Rab Shimon is Hanosi. Toshma, the Amar Rab Yosef, we learned Rab Yosef said Haloche ke Rab Shimon Hanosi. So if he says Alochik Rab Shimon Hanosi, so we see Klo, in the Baraisa we could say Omar Rab Shimon Hanosi Yoimer, but Rab Yosef is saying Alochik Rab Shimon. So if it wouldn't say Hanosi Yoimer, so the Gemara says Vadain Tiboy Loch Nosi Hu Eidekama Mishmei De Nosi, and maybe Rab Yosef just brought down the lotion of the Baraisa, but it said Rab Shimon Hanosi, so even though the Baraisa means Omar Rab Shimon Hanosi Yoima, that's what he means, that's what he's bringing down, Rab Shimon Hanosi Yoima, Halochik Rab Shimon, that said B'Shem Denosi. Teiku. So we don't know Pshat. Let us see Taisvis. Zuktaisis, oi de kama, mishmeidenos, lefi, shalai matzinu, shayanosi. Is the shaila is because we do not find anywhere that Rab Shimon was anosi. Kaboy, shemo chiser hatana midvo. Maybe there's missing a word from the tane. Bohoye leilishnes, it really should have said, omar Rab Shimon hanosi oima. Uposhit me Rab Yosi. He says, alochik Rab Shimon hanosi. B'dochi adayin tiboy, hanosi yoyme, oidekama mishmei denosi. Yeah. The shema lishna de braise nokat rav yoyse. Yeah. So memele yichapten the loshen of the braise, and the braise it says, Rab Shimon hanosi, so he says, yichapten the loshen of the braise, but could be, Rab Shimon was not a Nosi. Umotzinu shatana shayne kinyin zeh. We see the Tana sometimes skips over Oymer. It says, Rab Yaakov mishalem chatzi nezek. Uporech Rab Yaakov maya viditei. Rab Yaakov pays chatzi nezek. So it's missing a word. Rab Yaakov Oymer mishalem chatzi nezek. So here also could be it's missing the word Oymer. Hodran Aloch Amevi get Kam. Zokta Mishnah. Amevi get Mimdines Ayom. For Omar Befonai Nichtov Avoloi Befonai Nechtav. Befonai Nechtam Avoloi Befonai Nichtav. And the Tosfos HaRosh explains that the Mishnah is telling us Loizu Avsu. Befonai Nechtam is the most important. Lei mi boi alibe de rove, the iker takana was, als eide mitzim lekaimoi. So the iker is, befonai nechta, befonai nechta, we need the leosi lachlufi, that people should not compare shar shtoris to gittin. But so that's a tnai, he has to say befonai nechta also, but the iker is befonai nechta. According to Rabbi, there's two reasons you say b'fanei nechtam. First, als kiyum, and then als lishmo. B'fanei nechtam is only als lishmo. So the Mishnah is going b'hadroge. Omar b'fanei nechtam, avloi b'fanei nechtam. So here the Iker is missing. The Iker kiyum is missing. And it says, afilu he said b'fanei nechtam, so the Iker kiyum is in existence. But it's missing before I nichtav. I need before I nichtav also. Then he goes noch further. Before I nichtav kuloi, before I nechtam chetzer. He said before I nichtav kuloi. Before I nechtam chetzer, that means he was just made that he was there by the chsima of one of the eidim. By the chsima of the other eid, he wasn't there. Then it says, "Befonai nichtav chetshei, befonai nechtam kulay." He was there by both Eidim, but he wasn't there by the whole Ksivim. So in all these cases, it's possible. Because the takana was, you have to say, a complete befonai nichtav, and a complete befonai nechtam. Further, echad oimer befonai nichtav, ve'echad oimer befonai nechtam, is also possible. Now, a bigger chiddush, that even though there's one, there's two mahalchim in Rashi, but just let's say now, we have two shluchim, and one said b'fanei nechtav, and one said b'fanei nechtav, it's also possible, because the shliach that is saying b'fanei nechtav is not saying b'fanei nechtav. And the takona was to prevent people should not compare shar shtoris to gittin. They wanted that the shliach who sang before they nechtam, he should say before they nechtam. And if someone else is saying it, that's no good. Nabige chiddush, shnayim oimrim before they no nechtam, yev tu eidim saying before they no nechtam, vechad oimer before they nechtam. It's also possible for the same reason. The shliach who is saying before they nechtam, he has to say before they nechtam. V'rab Yehuda marsher. And Rab Yehuda is marsher on these last two cases. As Rab Yehuda holds, it is not necessary that the shliach who says before they nechtam has to say before they nechtam. As long as it was said, people will not compare shar shtoris to gittin, because they see here you made it on the ksiva also. So they'll see it's gittin is different than shar shtoris. Echad oimer befonei nichtav, ushnayim oimrim befoneinu nechtam kosher. Now, what if one said befonei nichtav, and you have two eidim saying befoneinu nechtam, so here you have a emesekium, which helps by shtoris, so this is kosher, you have no problem. You have a befonei nichtav, you have a deraisa de kekium, this is kosher. Let us see Rashi. Hamevi befonai nechtam chetzyoi. What does that mean? Echod min ha'edim. He was there b'shas tachsima, one of the edim. Echod oimer befonai nechtam, ve'echod oimer befonai nechtam is possible. So Rashi has here two mahalchim. Iksha get yoitze mitachas yedei ha'echod shumei biyad. If one of these two are shluchim, ve'ein chaveiroi shliach b'hava osoi, the chaver is not a shliach. Mishim hochi posel, the lishliach atzlechu rabonam lememrino l'tavai. That means the shliach who says b'fonai nechtam, he has to say b'fonai nechtam also. It's not sufficient that someone else is saying. The shliach who says, the shliach has to say both in order to prevent. It shouldn't be osi lachluf. Uleman the muki lo nami bigmorish b'sheshneim shluchim. Both of them are shluchim. Afilochi posol kivin dechadu di kachsim eviyu leimase daksi. He says either the devotees, we need that the shliach should be meyed on both, or the one who is saying on the chsime, he should be meyed on the chsive. Even though a shliach is being meyed on the chsive, you need the one who is saying b'fanei nechtam, he should say b'fanei nechtam. So people will compare this to Kiyim Shtoris. People will say, if it's a Kiyim through an Eidechot, so by Shah Shtoris it should also help. Unless the Mikayim is also saying b'fanei nichta. Shnayim oimrim b'faneinu nichta ve'echot shlishi oimer nami posel mishem haytaimet. Even though you have two edim and the ksive, but the meyed and the ksime is not saying b'fanei nichta. V'rab Yehuda marshe v'kivin de matzrechinim la'asudi nami aksive. Since l'maise we have edis and the ksive, oyhu oyacher, Sula Yosi Lachlufe, that means it's not essential that the one who sang b'fanei nechtam should say b'fanei nechtam. Lemaise, when one comes to Besni, he's witnessing that on this get, there's a birur on the ksiva also. Big Morim Rinu Decholakoi Reb Yudah Av Perishoina, Echadayim b'fanei nechtam, Echadayim b'fanei nechtam, it is kosher. Echot oime befonai nichta, vishnaim oime befonainu nechtam kosher, bigmore meforishlo. So let us see the Gemore. Osu lomoli, hotonalei chode zimne. We learned this already, that you have to say befonai nechta, befonai nichta, venechtam. We learned the first mission in Gittin, amevi get mimdina sayon, tzorich sheyoyma befonai nichta, befonai nechta. So the case in the Mishnah, if he didn't say b'fanei nechta, he didn't say b'fanei nechta, I could derive from the first Mishnah that it is possible. So the Gemara says, no, imeyahi hava mine tzorich, you have to say l'chatchila. V'iloy oma, but if he didn't say, kosher, but the evidence kosher. It's kamash melon, but no, that it is possible. That's what our Mishnah is meisiv, that it's Ma'akev Afilu B'diyevet, and the get is apostle again. Zakti Gemara Vaita, Befonai Nichtav Chetzyoi, Befonai Nechtam Kulai Posel. So what is it saying? It is saying that the Shliach has to be there B'shas the Ksiva, the whole Ksiva of the get. And therefore Befonai Nichtav Chetzyoi is no good. He wasn't there by the whole Ksiva. Frekte Gemore, hai chetshoi. Which chetshoi are we speaking about? Ileimo chetshoi rishen. We're speaking about the first half of the get. Omar Rabbalozo, afil leikoso bei oshita achas lishmoshu meine tzorech. It is sufficient that the shliach witness one line written lishmo. Elomar Ravashi, chetshoi achen. It's speaking about that the Shliach was there by the Chetzyoi Ha'achrei. Let us see what Rashi says. Shita Achas, Shita Rishayna. Shebo Shem Ho'ish V'ho'isha V'hazman. So Memele, then it's good, as long as he saw Shem Ho'ish V'isha V'hazman. So now, we have to understand what is the difference between the Shita Rishayna and the Shita Achayna? That means, one can ask a Malabata Shekasha. For example, according to Rove, the Iker is we have to have Kiyum. So that's the B'fanei Nechta. Now we're afraid that people will compare Shah Shtoris to Gittin, so we say, a get is different. A get, you see, he's writing b'fanei, he's b'eid b'fanei nichtav. So, the whole b'fanei nichtav is to show that get is different. So I said b'fanei nichtav. I wasn't there by the whole. It's not important in reality the Bufanai Nichtav. The Bufanai Nichtav just shows that Get is different. So by Shtoros you don't have this, so you can't compare Shtoros to Get. What is the difference, the Chetzer HaRishayin or the Chetzer HaAchayin? So there are two Mahalchim how to learn. There's a Ramban in the first Perek, and the Rishash wants to say the same thing over here. That when Chazal wanted to show that Get is different, so Chazal said that the Shliach has to be made on the Ksive. This more than an Eidus on the Ksive, there's an Eidus on the Ksive. So the Ramban says, Amoyre de Kezach, so what kind of Eidus are you saying on the Ksive? What kind of Eidus are you saying on the Ksive? The Eidus is that it's Lishma. That means a filu according to Rove, that there never was a takone to be mevarer if it was written Lishma or not, because Rove does not hold that Chazal v'chash was written Shaloi Lishma. But since they wanted to make Get different from other shtoris, they said it's only different if there's Eidus on the Ksiva. So Eidus, I have to say something. I was standing there. Shkoyah. So Bufanai Nichtav means it was written. I'm saying Eidus was written Lishmo. So I have to say Eidus on the Chelik that needs Lishmo. So therefore I have to say Eidus on the Chetzer HaRishayin. The Chetzer HaRishayin, which is Shem HaIsh V'Ishe V'Azman. And the Rishash Yetzan V'Hu Adin L'Chayre Ren Uteres L'Chalodim, which also needs Lishma. So that's Taich in Bufanai Nichtav. Bufanai Nichtav has a Teres Eidus on itself. Then we see that Gittin are different than Shah Shtoros. There's an Eidus on the Ksive. And by Shtoros there's no Musig of Eidus on the Ksive, but it can be made on the Ksive. So people will know to differentiate between Shah Shtoros and Gittin. But if you won't be made on Lishma, so what are you saying? I was standing there. I mean, people won't see anything like this. There's an Eidus on the Ksime. There's an Eidus on the Ksime. He's made on the Ksime. The Ksime was written Lishma. That's how the Ramban says Pshat in this halacha. So then you need also Reina Tersel Chalodom. We had once mentioned the Chazaynish. The Chazaynish says the Iker is Shem Ha'ish V'Ish of Azman, that this is a Kiyum Noisof. That means like this. V'fonei Nechtam comes to tell us it's not Mizuyif. I saw how it wasn't, the wife did not forge the signatures. I saw how the Eidim Chasmei. And then the Shlich is saying, you know, I saw that this Shtar was written for the husband. I was there when it was written. So you have, and this is an enhancement in the Kiyum. It's not only a Kiyum because I know I was there b'shas t'chsime, but I was there even b'shas t'chsime. It was written. I was there. That was written for the husband. B'shas shem b'ish v'ish v'azman. But the chetzei ha'achrein is not an enhancement at all. It's not me'akev. It's not important. So that will not prevent the osi lachlufi. Then the Mishnah goes further. Bufanai nichtav kuloi, bufanai nechtam chetzei posel. Now I would like to learn before we go on the Gemara further. I would like to learn the Taptai Sviz, and we will notice that the Gemara had a different girsa in the Mishnah than we have. In the Seder, or by us it says, Bifonai nichtav kuloi, bifonai nechtam chetshoi. Bifonai nichtav chetshoi, bifonai nechtam kuloi. So first it says, bifonai nechtam chetshoi, and then it says, bifonai nichtav chetshoi. But we see from the Gemara that the Gemara had a different girsa in the Mishnah. First, it says b'fonai nichtav chetzyoy, and the Gemara explained by chetzyoy, chetzyoy achay, and then it says b'fonai nechtam chetzyoy. So it sees from the Gemara that the Gemara had a different Seder in the Mishnah. First we're saying Nichtav Chetzyoy, and then we're saying Nechtam Chetzyoy. So let us see the Tav Tosfos. So Tosfos says, Hamevi Befonai Nichtav Kuloi, a Befonai Nechtam Chetzyoy, Bigmore Mashme, De Garsinen Bereshe, Befonai Nechtam Kuloi, Befonai Nichtav Chetzyoy. And then it is saying, Befonai Nechtam Chetzyoy, V'teima. So Tosfos asks Akasha. Leman di oma lefi she'ein edim metzuyim lekaimai. Kimen de tone befonai nichtav chetshoi v'nechtam kulei posel, koshkein befonai nechtam chetshoi. So Tosfos is asking a meiridike kasha, and let us explain Tosfos kasha. According to Rove, the ikar is befonai nechtam als kiyam. That's makiv. You need edim etzim lekaima. Befonai nichtav. The purpose of an nichtav is the leosi lachlufei. That means really you don't have to know the befonai nichtav. But Chazal will mesaken befonai nichtav that people should not compare this with shar shtoris. But if you would ask us which is more possible, befonai nechtam kuloi and befonai nichtav chetzyoi, or befonai nechtam chetshei, befonai nichtav kulai, we would say, befonai nechtam chetshei is much more possible. You only have a kiyam on 1/8. So lechayre, the seder of the Mishnah is zu vein tzorch leime zuktoni. First it says, afilu befonai nechtam kulai is possible, because the osilach lufei is not too good. The preventive of the osilach lufei is not too good. And then it says, if it's missing befonai nechtam, half of it, it's also no good. That's poshe. So that's Tosfos Kasha. But Tema, Leman de Yoma Lefishen Eidem Metzuyim Lekaima, Kimen de Tona Befonai Nichtav Chetshoi, the Nechtam Kulei Posel, Koshkain Befonai Nechtam Chetshoi. Boimeri, the Itzterich, no, the Salke Daita Chamine, I would think, Befonai Nichtav Kulei, Befonai Nechtam Chetshoi, I would think that's Kosha. The Choshev Tvei, Miksav Seifa Ve'ed. This is better than Ksav Seifa Ve'ed. The Iko Shnei Eidim Chsumim. Elo Deleke Kiyum Elo Aksive Vechsimes Eidecha. Ve'odif mi befonai nichtam kulai ve'nichtam chetshoi. De be'inin she'yoid al Iker Ksive kedemrinim b'reish mechilte. Dilma osi lachlufi bekiyim shtoris ta'almet. So now let us explain what Tosfos is saying. This is Amirudika Tosfos. So Tosfos says as follows. The first case, Befonai Nechtam Kuloi, Befonai Nichtav Chetshe. So Befonai Nichtav Chetshe means the Chetshe Achrein, which is not important. So Memele, since you're not Meyed on the Iker Ksive, so it's also Lachlufe. So, Fashteitzach, the Takono was, yes, you need a complete kiyum, and you need to prevent osilach lufei. Befonai nichtav chetshoi, it will not prevent osilach lufei, because the chetshoi achrein is worthless. Fine. So that says it's possible. Then it's coming to tell us, befonai nechtam chetshoi, befonai nichtav kuloi, is also possible. So Taisa says, well, it's also, this is about to give his possible. I only have a kiyum of 1/8. So Tosfos says, there's a man de yoma that holds ksav seifa ve'eid is kosher. The seifa is also an eid. So when I'm saying, befonai nichtav kuloi, I was there when the seifa has wrote, so that's 1/8. I was there when 1/8 chasmet, so we have already a kiyum of 2/8. But this is really better from Ksav Seifa because there's a third here. There's a third eight here. So it's a get with 2 Eidim. I was only Mekayim 2 of the 3 Eidim. But I was Mekayim 2 of the 2 Eidim. So I have here a Kiyum. I have here a Befonai Nichtav. So Machosakan. So I would think this should be good. What's wrong over here? The sefer could be an eight. I could use the ksav sefer as an eight. So I have one eight the sefer, one eight the eight that's kechasmus. We have two eight. I said before my nichtav kulei. And good, I wasn't making the third eight, but I would think this is good. What's wrong over here? So what's that wrong? There's a more the keteres given. The keteres given. You know what's wrong? Since when I'm saying befon I nichtav kuloi, the befon I nichtav kuloi is really a kiyum on the first eight, because the sefer is the first eight. So the befon I nichtav loses its purpose of loyosi lachlufe. That means all the time when I say befon I nichtav on two eidim. And I say before my nichtav also, so then people say, oh, this is different than other shtaris. He's mekayim the edim, plus he's being made and the ksivim. So also then they'll know you can't compare other shtaris together. Because here there's more than other shtaris. But over here, one, here it's more osi lachlufe. Well, he said before my nichtav kulei, because that's the first eight. And then he said, then before he next up the second eight. So in the osi lachlufe could be, perhaps one could say, and perhaps one could say that you have over here also a preventive dloy osi lachlufe. According to the Ramban, I'm saying that it was lishmo, so I'm being made and that it was lishmo also, that's a chelik of my edis, or perhaps this is not Stavazayim being Mekayim. The get was written for the Baal. So it could be there is a Yisroin in Befonai Nichtav, then that means there's a Kiyum, plus you have here the Osilach Lufay. But this Loi Osilach Lufay is not so boiled since I need the Befonai Nichtav als Kiyum. So Faketza, this is a big Kiddush. So that's the Seder of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying, Loi me boy, if you did not say a complete before I nirtov. So tzichar osi lachlufe. That's the first case. And afilu you said a complete before I nirtov and before I nirtov chetje, which you have your two eidim and you have here a before I nirtov also. But since this Befon I Nichtav is not so outstanding, we don't see so much the Loyosi Lachlufe, because a person might come and say that the Befon I Nichtav is Als Kiyum, not Als Loyosi Lachlufe. But so if there's missing in the Safilu, such a missing in the Loyosi Lachlufe is also possible. So the mission is beautiful, the way the Torah is given explains. Now let us go further. Omar Rav Chisde Vafilu Shnayim Meidim Arsimis Yad Sheini Posel. Now we'll see, Rav Chisde is telling us a halacha. He's not explaining the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Befonai Nechtam Chetshoi, Befonai Nichtav Kuloi is no good. Now Rav Chisde is telling us a Meiridike Chiddush. He said, Befonai Nechtam Chetshe. There are two Eidim that are coming to say Eidis, and the other eight, the Mekayim Dechsime. Two Eidim are saying, Bimakim Dechsime of the second eight. So we have here a Moire de Kekir. That means, on the first eight, we have the Shliach, who said, Befonai Nechtam, Befonai Nechtam Chetshe. The shliach was Mekayim, the first half. And this works out Takonis Chachomim. Chachomim were Mesakin, that shliach that says, Befonai Nichtav, Befonai Nechtam is Nema. So on the first chsime, I have a kiyum of the shliach, who is saying Befonai Nichtav. On the second chsime, I have two edim who say, we're makir the chsime. So that's a kiyum that helps b'chol ha'teire kula. This is a deraisa de kiyum. So we would say, gewaldik, what's wrong here? And Rav Chisde said, Omar Rav Chisde vafilu shnayim me'idim al simes yad sheini posel. my time, oi kuloi bekiyom my get, oi kuloi betakonas chachomim. So, Rav Chisda Lachayre is saying, let's not get into the oimek hadvorim, Rav Chisda is saying you can't mix and match. That means you have to have one seder. There's two way found them how to be mekayim the get. There's one way to be mekayim the get, like in mekayim all stories. Two edim say, we're makar the chsima both edim. That's called kiyum aget. Or you could have one shliach who is saying before nine nechtam, that's a takonis chachomim. And a shliach that says before nine nechtam, and he saw the chsima both edim, he said before nine nechtam, that's also good. But to mix and match and say, no, I'll have one aid will be out, takonis chachomim. One aid will be kiyumaget. So that means two aidim are made on the second chsime. The shliach is made on the first chsime. And we're making mix and match, it doesn't work. That's what Rav Chisda said. Oy kuloi be kiyumaget, oy kuloi be takonis chachomim. Which is very difficult to understand. But let us see what Rashi says. Omar Rav Chisda, Lav lefrushi masnisin nosi. He's not coming to say pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if the shliach said before nay nechtam chetzyoy, it's no good. Now Rav Chisda is coming to tell us a chiddush. He's telling us alasvora di day moisiv omar. He says, you know what? He wants to tell us his own svora. V'omar revuse. Afilu shnayim min ashuk meidin shehein mekirim yad eid chsimes hasheni. Look, it should say shehein mekirim chsimes yad eid hasheni. The yad in the beginning somehow doesn't fit in. It would be better the yad should be yefta chsimes. Shehein mekirim chsimes yad eid hasheni. That would be that the words would flow. The makad chsimes yad of eid hasheni shlei heyed ashliach olav is also possible. This is possible. Oy kuloi bekiyum aget haino eidim hameidim al chosem haidim. Oy kuloi takonis chachamim eides hashliach sheminu chachamim kishnai. But to have one is mamish two. And one eid you have two eidim which are meid. And one eid you have the shliach which is meid. It doesn't stem. Maskif lo rove. So rove est akashe. Mi ike midi di ilu oma chad kosher hashte di ike trei posel. So let's see what rove's kashe was. Mi ike midi di ilu oma chad kosher im hoyo imer hashliach ani makiro kosher. Afilu lo yoma b'fonei nechtam, doch yem rine b'perikame. Tchi oma yoidea ninami mehemon b'shmaite kamais. Now, let us just explain, there's a big machlokes here, Rashi and Tosfos, about koponim. Rashi's shita is that if you have a shliach, and a shliach will say, antu chsimes, he was on the first chsime, he says, b'fonei nechtam. I was there by the chsime. By the second chsime, he says, I wasn't there. But I'm makir, this is the second one's chsime, which is also a kiyum. So Rashi Shita is, Yaideya Ani will help by a shliach. That means, even though between you and me, Yaideya Ani is more susceptible to be medame to kiyum shtoris balme, he's saying, Yaideya Ani, this is mamish like kiyum shtoris, Rashi held, well, we're saying b'fonai nichtav. The b'fonai nichtav is a deterrent to the osilach lufe. So memela, so Rashi Shita is, if a shliach would say, I'm both chsimis yedeyani, or if he says one yedeyani, one b'fonai nichtav, it's sicha good. If he said b'fonai nichtav, and one chsimis said yedeyani, and one chsimis said b'fonai nichtav, it will be good. So now, Rove is asking a moiridike kasha. So Rove is asking like this, it doesn't make sense. If the shliach himself would say yedeyani, which is an oifen of kiyum shtoris. It is good. So two eidim will say yideyani, it's no good. This is a chuchet lula. This halach is a galachta. The shliach saying yideyani will help. You tell me a svoy, you don't mix and match. Oh, but you can't say such a halacha. You can't say a halacha that before nine nechtam and yideyani is good, which halacha is it is good, and before nine nechtam and two eidim saying yideyani, which is 1,000 times better than the shliach saying yideyani, this is no good. It can't be like that. That's a chuchet lula. Mi kemidi dilu oma chad kosher. Hashde de ikot trei posel. So there's two eidim, it should be posel. Elo omar rove. So rove disagrees with Rav Chisde. The rove said, afilu hu ve'acher me'idim arsimas yidei sheni posel. Rove says, if this I'll tell you. If The shliach is saying on one chsime before nine nechtam, and the other chsime he's saying yedeya ani, and there's another eight saying yedeya ani together with this eight. It's possible. Now this is also very difficult to understand. That means if the second aid wouldn't have come, it would be kosher. And now since the second aid came, it's possible. My time. Also, lachlufi bekiyim shtoris da'alme. People will differentiate bekiyim shtoris da'alme. Vekonofik naki rive dimamoine apuma dechatzade. And people will say that you are using one aid and believing him on three quarters of the money. Just like over here, this aid is being believed on three quarters of the get. That means on the first chsime, he's saying before nechta. On the second chsime, he's being mitzurif with another aid to say animakir. So three quarters of the get is being niskasha through one person. So people will say by shtoris, it will also help, and there it won't help. But now we need a psabir on this. Let us see Rashi. Let us see what Rashi says. Yeah, Rashi on the base. Hu va'acher, hashliach va'acher min hashuk imay. There's the shliach in someone else min hashuk. Ve'im, so now Rashi says, ve'im lehoya meyed ole ella hashliach levadoi. The shliach would have said, von ein nechtam an one, yedeyani on the other, vafilu oma yedeyani hoya kosha. Then it would be kosha if you wouldn't have this aid coming along. Aval achsha, shahoya acha imoy. But now that there's an acha imoy, posel. Osi lechlufe bekiyim shtoris da'alme. So people will compare this to kiyim shtoris da'alme. Kigoy. Now let's see what the case is which is possible by shtoris, and then we'll see what the dimin is. Kigoy. Shnayim achsumim al ashtar. Tu eidim chasmid an ashtar. Umeis echod mehem. One of the two eidim died. Ubo ze va'oma ze ksav yodi. So now the other aid comes and says like this. So half of the shtar is taken care of. I have a kiyum on half of the shtar. Ze ksav yodoi shel chaveri, which is not nemon, because she's only neidecha, v'nitztarev echod mina shuk imoy lohoin al ksav yad hameis. And someone else comes, and they're both made on ksav yad hameis. Omrinin beperik beis diksubis. So we would look at it, balabati, so we would look at it, what's wrong? What's wrong over here? The first chsime is nemo to say zek sav yodi. Fine. The second chsime, so I have a birur of two edim. So what's wrong? Omrine beperek beis deksubis, the ene kiyam, at you beis min hashuk me idim al chaysam hameis. That you need two edim in hashuk to be made on the second chsime. The im kain, if not, im loikain bestome, nofik tilso riva de mamayne apume dechav. Or else it will come out that 3/4 of the money is being nisbara through 1/8. The kaimala, neman adam leime zek sav yodi. A person is neman to say zek sav yodi. So that's already half of the kiyum. If he's going to come now with another aid to say Aidis on the second chsime, so it comes out 3/4 of the Aidis is nisbara through 1/8. The mashme palge apume dahai, upalge apume dahai. So we have a gzeiris akosuf. We have to look at the whole kiyum, and the whole kiyum has to be equally balanced between two eidim. And over here, 1/8 has 3/4 of the bill. Vigabi get nami. I omar befon ein nechtav, nechtav chetzioi, mehemen kitrei. There is nemo, the shliach habye. U bechetzioi hasheini, hu mitztarif imacha. The chetzioi hasheini is together with someone else. The kaimoi beteirish shar ki yumei shtoris. So memele here we also have the same, situation that when he's saying b'fonai nechtam, so we believe him on chetzi, we believe him on that eight. He's nemo mitzat hakonos chachomim. On the second eight, he's being mitztarif with another eight min hashuk to be mekayim the second chsimen. So we have here also 3/4 of the biru of the kashrus haget is coming about through one person. So people will say, just like it's good over here, it'll be good by shtoris. Now Rashi puts in one vote, v'hochi gabi get loichashin alon. But get alone, there's no problem. The belav acher havi miskasher apumei. If the second one would have not come, the second aid would have not come, and he would have said before nay nechtam chetshoy, I was there when by half of the chsime, ani makir the other aid, so it's also good. That's Rashi Shita. So he could have, the whole thing could have been through him, not 3/4. The whole thing could have been done through him. Demnu rabbonon kitrei, he is an amonis of trei. Elamishum gzeiris shar shtoris hu. But this is a gzeira otu shar shtoris. That means in this case, really, the shliach is equivalent to two eidim. Whatever he says, it's equal, like two eidim are saying, I'm being mekayim each chsime. He's saying before nei nechtam chetshoy. He's saying ani make chetshoy. So really, there's two edim on both chsimis. So in this case, really, there's no problem whatsoever. But it seems the case, if we brought in another aid on the chsime of the second aid, so the situation is misleading. It looks like I need two on the second. That's what it looks like. In reality, I don't need two on the second. He himself would be nemo. But it looks that there are two eidim being made. So this gives us a semblance of 3/4 through one person. That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like, because we see that on the second chsime, there's another eid with him. even though the other aid is mamish superfluous, but al kaponim, I get the zicha kosher get because I don't need it. But in shal shtaris, we'll see, oh, we see by get that three quarters is also good. We won't be makir that by get there's no problem of three quarters, because the whole thing would be good al yodei. Naki river de mamoine kol ha-momen yaitse al piv chosa revir. Three quarters of the moment is to one person. So that's what Rava said. Amir de kechidish. Maskif lo Ravashi. Ravashi est akashe. Mi ikamidi. How could you say such a thing? The ilu masikle ihu likule dibure. What would be if he himself would have said alone? The ilu masikle ihu likule dibure. He himself would have been mekayim the get alone by saying ani makirei dasheni. So it's kosher. Is hashte the iker chad bahadei posel. So now, one more eight came, I don't need him. That means you have here Hechsher Aget. Another eight being moisif in saying, I also make the chsim of the eight, so this should make Kalya. Ella Oma Ravashi. So Ravashi said, a new Chiddush. Afilo Oymar Ani Hu Eid Sheini Posse. What would be, if he'll say, Ani hu eid sheini, I was the second eid. So on one eid, we have a kiyum deraisa. I was the second eid. On one eid, we have a takonas chachomim. On the first eid, he's saying, b'fanei nechta. Afilo oime, ani hu eid sheini, posel, it's posel. My time, oi kuloi b'kiyum aget, that means, Nahir Ravashi is mentioning the svara we said before, that you can't mix and match, we can't have a kiyum of one is a deraisadike kiyum, and one eid, he says, anihu eid hasheini, that's a deraisadike kiyum, and the other kiyum is, and the other eid is saying, b'fonai nechta, so you can't, The kiyum has to be consistent. Either kulay b'kiyum aget, neither the raisa the kiyum on both, or kulay b'takonas chachomim, or the rabbanu the kiyum on both. But to mix and match, make on one aid a the raisa. Let us see Rashi, ani hu eid sheini, hainu kiyum haget kishar shtoritz. The Odom Meid Zek Sav Yodi. This is a good, this is a deraisa de kikiyum. It seems over here Ravashi is saying also what Rav Chisda started saying, but Rav Chisda the Gemara shlugged up, and Ravashi, it seems, is no upshlug, that you cannot mix and match. It's either a kuloi bekiyum aget, a kuloi betakonas chacham. Now let us see Taisvis. Let's go back to Amud Aleph. Oikulai bekiyum haget. Now, let's remind ourselves again. Rav Chisda said, "Psamir de kechidish," that if the shliach says, "An one chsime b'fonei nechtam," and you have two edim on the second chsime, it's no good. Why? Because you have to be consistent. Oikulai bekiyum haget. They have two on both seemers. Oikulei betakonas chachomim, you have one on both seemers. Lefimai the boy lemeime peperikame gabi Rav Chisda matzrich maktisvoin laarchil. Tikasova lefi she'ein bekiyim lishmo. The Gemara said that there was a member of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said that if a get is brought me aktisvoin laarchil, you have to say b'fanei nechtav. If a get is brought from Archil to Aktisvay, you don't have to say b'fanei nechtav. So the Gemara understood that the time of Rav Chisda is, because Rav Chisda holds like Rabbi, Rabbi holds you have to say Alts Lishma. Aktismen, they were not Baki Lishma. Alchil, they were Baki Lishma. So Maktismen la Alchil, you have to say. From Alchil Aktismen, you don't have to say. Like similarly, that means Lachaira, according to Rabbi, Mimdinisham Peretz Yisrael, you do have to say. Meretz Yisrael Mdinisham, you shouldn't have to say. Because they're the Baki Lishma. So the Gemara wanted it, the Gemara falls off from this. But the Gemara had such a tzad, that Rav Chisda holds like Rabbi, and the Ksavu Fisha ain't Bekiyam Lishma. And here, Rav Chisda says, Oy Kulay Bekiyam Aget. If you'll have, listen, we can't mix and match, but if you'll have Kulay Bekiyam Aget, that means two Adem will say the Makad Achsimis of both Adem Achsumim will be good. So how could it be good? If Rav Chisda holds like Rabbi, you have to know if it's written Lishma. The Lashon I Kulay Bekiyam Aget would seem, if two Adem say, I'm Makad Achsimis, it's good. How could it be good? You have to know if it's Lishma. Ikel ha-meimah, da-hoche ayri b'shnayim me'idim al-simes ha-sheini d'nasa lishma. That means, kiyim aget means, it's the same, b'foneinu nechtam. We saw the chsime, it was written lishma. But that's at the reis of the kikiyim, because it's two. And that's what Rav Chisda is saying. Rav Chisda is saying, that means we can't slog up haket l'shkir and Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is saying, but either it's a kiyum de araisa and the whole sima or kiyum de rabon. I kulay bitakonas chachamim. Now, Rashi never said a biur in Rav Chisda and Ravashi. Which said such a lotion that you don't mix and match. Either Kula became a guest, Kula became a cousin, but Rashi didn't mention anything. So it seemed this alone is a Sibbe. Chazal didn't want to have a Kiyim halfway Bidaraisa, halfway Bidarabona. Taisus doesn't like that. I mean, what's wrong? If it's good, if this is good and this is good, so it's a good Kiyim. So Tosfos says, Kosova de loidai kashliach kolkach, she'en kol ha'edis miskayemes al yoda. So Tosfos says, now pshatn Rav Chisda is not saying stamuze apor adume. Rav Chisda is saying lomdis. Rav Chisda is saying like this. If the shliach knows that the whole get is lying on his shoulders, the whole kashus of the get, everyone is relying on him. So then, he's medayik, he has responsibility, and he'll be medayik. So he says, before I next him, he's there by both chsimis, so memele, so he'll be medayik. If he's only there by one chsime, the other, there's two adem. So already, he's relieved already. It's not only on his shoulders, there's someone else, there's on the chelek hakiyum, on the other aid, you have two adem. So then he won't be medayik on his chsim already. So Rav Chisda is not telling us a pora dume. When is the takonas chachomim is good? If it's kulay the takonas chachomim. So then he feels a responsibility. The whole get is on my shoulders. I'm saying it's a kosher get. Then he's medayik. If it's only the partial, a chelik of the get, is on his shoulders, it's only chetzyoy betakonas chachomim, the other is bekiyam aget, so then already he feels relieved, he doesn't feel obligated to be medayik. So Rav Chisda said, now Rav Chisda all of a sudden makes sense. Now, let's, before we go further, Rav Chisda makes so much sense, now we can't understand what Rav is saying. Oh, they asked him, Akasha, how could it be? How could it be? Two should be no good. Sure, two is no good. Not because it's a chason and two. Because if there's two on the second chsime, so the first one is mischashel. So now the Tosfos just said such a meirdik as far as Rav Chisda, that Rav is kasha, whatever Rav is kasha can be won't make sense. So Tosfos though, the Rav is sovar the mikol mokim vayik shav. What's the chilek? He's only saying on one aid, on two aid. The whole svara of Rav Chisda, Rav holds it to say. The davoini, I don't understand one thing. That means the yisod ha-machloikis between Rav and Rav Chisda is something which the Gemara didn't talk about. That means Rav asks the kasha, me, kemi, how could it be? What do you mean? If Rav Chisda is right, that he's not medayik, so sure it could be. So the ikavot is, he is medayik. So talk about it. I mean, it's a moiridic model that the yisod of the machloikis is, do I say the shlich is medayik, the shlich not medayik? That's the yisod of the machloikis. And that is not mentioned at all in the Gemara. Beisach nisht. Mi ike midi, de ilu masik lekule di bure kosha. Now, we're going to have here machloikis, which we had in Daf Gimel, but on Daf Gimel we didn't appreciate it, because not, but now we're in the sugya. Ba'asha perish bekunteris, Rashi says, de l'rova chad ki yoma yadati kosha. Rashi said that Rova holds that if one will say yodati, it's also kosher. That means before nai nichtav, which takes away the osil achlufe, it doesn't matter if the shliach said before nai nichtav or if the shliach said yodati. Before nai nichtav will take care of everything. So ma sheperish hakuntos, the lerove chad ki yoma yodati kosher. Is Taimeh. So then Taisa says, Taimeh, Ma'ola, this is going on the next Gemara, Ma'ola al daite shel rove lifsel kshemesaye acha. How could rove passel, what was rove zekimte? Rove zekimte was that the shliach said the funny nechtam on one aid, he said yodati on the other aid, which is kosher. And then another aid said, with him, Yodati, I'm the second aid. Which the second aid that came is Loimala Loimoyrit. And we're going to passel this, Altsnafik, Naki River de Momoina Pumedachatzad. So, Ma'ola Aldaite Shorova Livso, Kshemisayo Yacher. That someone is helping him, Kivin Lechayish Lechlufe. Is kileka acha, he's not chayish vachlufe. Is kileka acha ba'dei kosh, levishim meid gamal aksidim. So he himself is good. You have a beautiful kiyam over here. He said, before nechtav chetche, yadati chetche. This is a beautiful kiyam. So now someone else said also, yadati. So this should make kalya. You have in adaraisa the kiyam. Before he had the rabbon and the kikiyam, which is good, and now he comes to make it, and now it's no good. How could that be? The choskin ki ika ache ba'day, how could it be? How could Rava make, hold that it's possible? Lekach nire, so therefore Taisa says as follows, lekach nire ki de pirash tilel, di yodati bechad loy mahani. Taisa v'shita is, that yodati bechad leimahani. One cannot say yodati because that's a real big osilach lufe that before he nichtav won't help. And yodati before he nichtav won't help. Afagav the meyid alaksi, but though he's saying before he nichtav, yodati will not help. Vahashta osi shaper, the boy roi livsel, behu vaachel meyidim, שמכירים סימס השני משום החלופי, כמו שפוסל כי לקו חד בהדי. Now, let's understand like this. Yodati, when an aid says Yodati, so there's a matic osi lachlufi. When an eight says yadati, there's an automatic osi lachluf. Because before nai nichtav doesn't help. So now, let's go ba'adroge. If the shliach would say, before nai nechtam chetshe, that's fine. He says yadati on the other chesime. We will not believe him. He says, because why? Also osi lachluf. It's osi lachluf. I say before nai nichtav, won't help. So yadati is gematria also lachlufi. That means if he says yadati, so then people look at it like storis, and whatever is good over here is good over here. Now, another eid comes and says eidus with him also. Now, two say yadati. So now we have two eidim saying yadati, but this again is not given, because this is a kiyum of shashtoris. So you have two saying yodati. The fanai nichtav doesn't help. So Rava said, just like the fanai nichtav does not help when the shliach says yodati, because we see shashtoris in this kiyum. So when two will say yodati, we also see shashtoris in this kiyum. And if you see Shah Storis, so you see already Naki Puma de Mamoine, Naki Riva de Mamoine Puma de Chatzad. If you see Shah Storis here, so we see already that the Shliach said 3/4 of the Eidus. V'asht Yosu Shapit, the boy Roy Lifso, Behu V'achem Eidim, Shemaskirim Chsimis Hasheni, Mishumach Lufi. K'moyshe Posel, Kileko Chad Bahadei. Just like when he's alone. So, b'fan ein nichtav doesn't help according to Rava. When he's alone, in this kiyum we see shar shtoris, we see the kilkul that will come out by shar shtoris through his yodati. So Rava said, if you have another eid coming, we'll also have a kilkul that will come about in shar shtoris, but these two eidim will be a kilkul of naki rive d'may napum d'chatzav. V'ravashi porich. So now we're beginning to understand something. Ravashi porich mi kemidi. The ilu masik ihu likulei dibure. If he would have ended his dibur, va'oima gam befonai nechtam. If he would say befonai nechtam on the second stima, kosher. That'll be kosher. If he would say befonai nechtam, then there's no problem. V'chi ika acher bahadei. Umeidin. Shemakira machsime, nami ein lepoisloi. Leigora oise eides, mishim hoyoima ba'atzmoi befonai nechtam. So, dachsech mir, Rav Ashi is timing like this. That means it's weiter, it's a chuche etlule. If the shliach alone is nemon on the hoshtar when he says befonai nechtam, so on the second chsime, you'll tell me before my nechtam will help. So how can you say two eidus won't help? Two eidus is a deraisa de kikiyum. You can't passel two eidus when one eid is nemo. That means it's a chuchet lula. That is lechayre the svara of Ravashi. That lechayre is the svara of Ravashi. So memele, we can't do such a thing. So even though in Yodati we lost the Yosei Lachlufi, we have the Yosei Lachlufi, it's Baila to Yosei Lachlufi, but you can't come out with such a halacha to say that one shliach will say before Nei Nechtam and that chasime will One shliach that will say before the nechtam and the chasima will be good, and two eidim won't be good. Let's just see the next phrases. Anihu eichein ni posel. So what did Ravashi say? Ravashi said that this case is no good. If the shliach said before the nechtam on one, and anihu eichein ni on the other one, it's posel. So the same way Ravashi asked on Rove, if Akiyim the Rabbonon is good, so Akiyim the Reisek, he can't have Akiyim the Reisek, shouldn't be good when Akiyim the Rabbonon is good. If he would say on his chsim b'fan nechtam is kosher. So again, the same kasha, what Ravashi asked on Rove, that means you can't say such a halacha when Akim the Rabbonim will be good, so Akim the Reise won't be good. You can't pass Akim the Reise. That's a chuchat lula. V'nira lalika meishayim abirashalmi. V'chi oma anihu eit sheini. Nase kenegeye beidusay. V'nira dalakach bo aloi lachsimus Hashem. Teshet iskayim eidus chsimusay. So the Yerushalmi says there's a new problem here. When he's saying ani eit sheini, so he was one of the Edom of the get. So then he becomes a negeya to be machshir the get. So then he loses his nemonis on the kiyam darabona. This is very similar with Taisus before. The Taisus had pshat and Rav Chisda. That if he's, that if there's two Edom on the second chsime, so he's misrash, so he's not medayi. The chesorin is in the takana darabona. See, here also Taisus is saying, the minute he's the Eichaini, Akim derais is meiridik. But the minute he does Akim derais, now he lost his nemonis on the Kim darabona. Because he's an egeya. Bim taime, the kibin, the kind taime mishim hochi, who lamale lame mishim a kuloi bekiya maget, the gmar seems to say a different lotion. Bishlam mishim the love time a gomo who's there, in last time they could have came again ains and they gave by this mamish al kaponim, since there is a greyese by mixing and matching, so then they pass on mixing and matching. That's what Taisvis is saying. That means that as the greyese alone they wouldn't pass on, but since this is a mix and match kiyum, and there is a shtickle greyese in a mix and match kiyum, so they said oikuloi bekiyum aget oikuloi betakonas chacham.